Yesterday afternoon, the Accessibility Advisory Committee heard that the final transit study report has been received by city staff and is being reviewed. Accessibility Coordinator Amanda Lawrence told the committee that staff currently have the final report. They've just received it recently. So, before it moves on to committee, they're just going to do some final touches and make sure everything looks good, and then with the aim of bringing it to Public Services Committee in January, Lawrence said. Consultant's interim report not well received. The study was contracted July 8, 2023 at a cost of $57,588 plus HST. A year later, an interim report was presented to the Public Services Committee, August 27, 2024. The interim report fell flat for some residents. At the August meeting, members of the Public Services Committee also expressed concerns. Committee Chair, Councillor Luke Morissette asked, "Were the drivers interviewed for this study?" The consultant did not know if any drivers had filled out a survey. That story is here. Funding for transit improvements available since 2021. Funding to improve Elliott Lakes public transportation service has been available since 2021. A report to Council, July 26, 2021, details total project funding. Federal, 40%, $375,000. Provincial, 33.33%, $312,469. Municipal, 26.67%, $250,031. Total $937,500. The report also notes, as reported to Council previously, the city may use the gas tax funds that are for transit towards their contribution. Over the span of the project, the municipality's contribution would be just over $83,000 per year, whereas the gas tax funds for transit have historically averaged around $120,000 annually. The multi-year transit review project report does not indicate when the funding offer expires. They've gone through torture trying to get on the bus's local senior resident. Yesterday, addressing the advisory committee meeting during the public input session, resident Stella Waddington said, "Well, I'll just keep it short. You know, the past 5-6 years, the seniors and the people with accessible problems, they've gone through torture trying to get on the buses. So, the most important thing for me is if it's got a ramp, and then we can wheel on with our groceries or our walkers, life would be so much easier. So, that's all I've got to say," she said. Waddington has brought these concerns to council before, explaining, "A lot of people just can't get on the bus." Local resident, Mike Thomas, also addressed the committee yesterday. Referring to information about buses with low floors, information supplied by staff in the agenda package, Thomas said, "I'm happy to see it come forward, and yes, Elliott Lake definitely needs to have a solution to fill an ongoing problem." Thomas added that he would like to hear more about the equipment. "How are we going to adapt away from the equipment we've been purchasing for over a decade that is not actually accessible?" he said. Elliott Lake began purchasing the current style of buses, a standard height which do not lower, in 2018. The change from kneeling buses was attributed to high maintenance costs due to use on rough streets. Final report in January. That's the aim, that's the goal. Commenting, "That's the aim, that's the goal," staff told the Accessibility Advisory Committee the present plan is to present the final report at the next Public Services Committee meeting. The next Public Services meeting is planned for Monday, January 20, 2025. Previous stories. Transit study presentation falls flat for some residents. Interim transit study to be presented tomorrow. City looking for feedback on transit. Elliott Lake wants your help to improve the transit system. City transit. Extremely hard to get up and down with my walker. Public transportation on Public Services Committee agenda today. Resident. A lot of people just can't get on the bus. Elliott Lake bus service. New study finds good and not so good. Study of Elliott Lake's Public Transportation in January 31 Presentation. Council approves Express Services to complete transit study. Council to pick a consultant for transit study on Monday.